if you're Howie Rosen, play the GM, play Howie, put your Howie hat on.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously you're already making phone calls right now, but when you can make that first fish, Bert's Town Hall, not the round table, I'm sorry, Bert's Town Hall.
Mm-hmm.
When you can make that first call, like, who are you calling? What are you doing? What are you trying to get accomplished?
Well, you obviously are right. You're looking at what you think are top needs, then what you think will be available to you and via free agency, and obviously cost has to play into the equation, which is why, as much as I feel like they need a running back, I do believe they go in. See, the thing is whether or not you believe you're going free agency to get a running back, or do they wait to the draft to get the running back?
Maybe you trade?
Or you trade for a running back. Yeah, because that's also a possibility. I still believe they want to get, you know, the first call I'm making, and it's probably not a good time to go with this call, but I wouldn't wait till Monday. I've gotten word that certain guy across the state may be on the move by tomorrow.
You're going Antonio Brown.
I got to make the call.
You're going Antonio Brown.
I
was waiting for it.
Yeah, I make the call, and you know what? I see what it's going to take to get him. I know they want a first-round pick, but I don't think anybody's giving them a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Nobody's giving them a first-round pick. Maybe Oakland, because they have three of them. But I can't see anybody else giving up a first-round pick.
Yeah, it feels like it's Oakland, right?
Yeah. I mean,
right now.
They got the extra picks.
It's kind of Gruden style to bring him in there. And
he wants to make. He needs to make up for losing.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge.
Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack.
It'd be a huge story. It gets him. Now he gets to be Gruden with Antonio Brown, and he was already saying he's the hardest working player I've ever seen in practice, and he's already going in the Gruden mode with him.
That's probably where he ends up then.
Right?
If he's already going in the Gruden mode.
Listen, it would be great for the NFL if Antonio Brown goes, but it'd be great for the Eagles offense on paper, in theory.
That's the call I would make.
Okay.
That's the call I would make, even though I know it's a long shot that's going to happen. That's the call I would make because I want to add. I'm looking at adding weapons to the offense.
I don't think it's a long shot.
I'm so jealous of what Kansas City has.
Oh my God.
Man, I'm jealous of that. I'm so jealous of what the Rams have.
Well, I'm
jealous.
I don't think
offensively, I'm saying from a skill position.
Yeah, no,
not a quarterback.
No,
well, maybe in Kansas City.
The Eagles the Eagles need those weapons. And Howie knows that.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't think it's far-fetched. Do I think Antonio Brown's going to be an Eagle come Friday or Monday or Tuesday?
Probably not.
Probably not, but I know this. We haven't heard from Howie, and we haven't heard any rumors, right? I mean, normally this time of year, you get a feel, like with the Raiders and Antonio Brown, you get a feel for who's really in on a player, free agency, right? Like, everybody expects the Jets to sign Le'Veon. You know what Howie's been doing? He's been clearing cap space, and he's going to strike. And it doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I think he's poised to strike. And the first call I'm making is to the agent of Le'Veon Bell. Because we can talk about Tevin Coleman. We can talk about Mark Ingram. We can talk about trading for Jordan Howard. We can talk about Duke Johnson. Or you can go out and you can get the best player out there, the best running back out there. It's not even close. It's going to cost you. It might screw you cap-wise at some point down the road. I'll deal with that later. I need Carson Wentz. I need to make sure he has weapons on offense that can bring him back to the level we saw in 2017. And Le'Veon Bell right now can do that.
Well, this offense needs a running game. You can't go through a year like they did this past year with running game being like that. So if I look at anything as a top priority this offseason and equate that with the talent that's available, running back, particularly from a free agent standpoint, is where you should go, in my opinion, versus waiting to the draft. So, I know you're looking
at you.
You're looking at Le'Veon.
I like Jordan Howard.
Duke Johnson and Jordan Howard are guys that, Tevin Coleman.
I don't want him.
Yeah, listen, I like Tevin Coleman. I don't want to overspend for a guy that I know isn't a featured guy.
He's you too.
Yeah.
If you had Jordan Howard here now, Tevin Coleman would be a good
awesome
two for him.
Yes.
Right, like that's what you want, a guy that can run between the tackles. Mm-hmm. Tevin Coleman was disappointing once Dante Freeman went down last year. Mm-hmm. He got beat out by Ito Smith.
Speed guy. He's not a big guy.
Good
he's
receiving
not a
running
guy.
Back.
Yeah. Yeah. And you need that in this offense. So
they need him.
I wouldn't be opposed to that. Like, it, man, it's intriguing. I'll be interested to hear what folks think, because the Eagles have a lot of different needs. Defensive line, linebacker. Some people may think they need a safety. A lot of good
some
players.
Good safeties out there,
good players becoming available. Mm-hmm. You know, offensive line, I don't think there's much in the free agency department from an offensive lineman standpoint. But running backs and wide receivers are available. Hey, don't rule out D-Jack coming back here.
D-Jack, John Brown.
Yeah, John Brown. Kid, I like plays out there with the Chargers. Pick him up every year in fantasy football. Tyrell Williams.
He was good. I had him last year.
Another speed guy. Another
deep guy.
Yeah, another deep guy.
Not a high-volume catch guy, yeah. but that's something that's
well, none of these guys are
going to
be,
right,
yeah.
Right,
John
right.
Brown or D-Jack aren't going to be high-volume guys.
No. No.
Antonio Brown would be.
888, yeah, he would catch 100. 888-729-9494. So as we approach the beginning of free agency, the first call that you would make if you're Howie Roseman would be to who for what? Len in Swedesboro. Len, who you calling, man? What do you got?
I'm in basketball mode right now, man. But I do like your comments about the Le'Veon Bell. Even though I'm a little worried about that salary cap busting contract that he wants, but that probably would be my first call.
Le'Veon, all right.
Yeah, Le'Veon.
Cool.
But I wanted to talk about this Brett Brown thing. First off, excellent interview with Bryce Harper by you guys, man. That was good stuff.
Thank you, Len.
Appreciate that, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now, I kind of totally disagree with you about this Brett Brown thing. If they don't go as far as the finals this year, I want him out, and I'll give you my reasons why. I think it's already been addressed that he's not a great X and O's coach. We see that. Mm-hmm. I do not like the offense that he's implemented. This, we don't have Steph Curry on our team. We don't have Klay Thompson. So implementing a three-heavy offense with this roster, with the team that we have this year and last year, I disagree with that. You pull in your big man. You coached on a team with Tim Duncan. You saw what a big man with skills can do, but yet the guy that wears number 21, because he was a fan of Tim Duncan, you have him playing all over the court instead of keeping him down low where he can totally dominate. You don't have a three-point shooting team. People say that Brett Brown can develop players. You had one guy come in. He's a transcendent talent, Ben Simmons. He has one weakness. He still has one weakness. I saw some high school clips of him shooting three-pointers, and if you're a coach that can't get that out of him now and doesn't demand that he does better with his shot, I have a problem with you.
Well, hold on, man. Real quick.
Uh-huh.
First, let me address a couple of these things here. You made some good points, but I think the Embiid situation, right? I think with today's game, it's really just adjusting to how they play basketball today. And so you don't have very many big men to just sit in the low post down on the low block all the time. These guys have to have the ability to stretch out to the three-point line, at least play with facing the basket and being able to open up that painted area, which leads me to my other point with Ben Simmons. First of all, that's Ben Simmons' job to be better at shooting jump shots. That's Ben Simmons' fault. Secondly, I think part of why they bring Joel Embiid out is so Ben can play to his strengths, which is getting to the basket. When Embiid stays down there in that low post, Ben Simmons doesn't know what to do. I mean, he just stands out there at the three-point line, because if you can't have both of them down there in the low post, and if Ben can't shoot, he's useless out there. So I just don't know if I think Brett's concepts ideally may be what he want to do. We may not have the players to run the stuff. Like, that that may truly be the issue, is that we don't have the players to run the stuff. I mean, Ben Simmons isn't a typical point guard in his league today. A, he's 6'10". B, he's not a shoot-first guy. And he certainly doesn't shoot from the outside. So now you got a coach in a league where all your predominantly ball handlers are scorers. Even though you got Eric Bledsoe in Milwaukee, the Greek Freak has the ball an awful lot.
Yeah, he does. You're right.
He averages 27 points. We may be one of the few teams in the league where your leading scorer is not the predominantly ball handler.
Yep.
One of the few teams in the league that have that.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. 888-729-9494. Calls coming in. We'll get to the Eagles. Howie's first move. Who you calling? I say Le'Veon, but running back really is number one.
Yeah, I would. Yeah,
to me.
Yeah,
I
and they got a few options there, man.
They got a couple options. They do, but I can't. Here's what I don't want. I don't want a guy that's like, yeah, well, you know, you put him in the mix, and no, I need a guy to where, you know, even if he's not a Pro Bowl running back to where you know you can count on him for 15 carries a game, right? He's going to be a guy that you can give the ball to. Even a Latavius Murray, if you brought him in. I know he can run between the tackles and get you some tough yards for in goal line situations. Mm-hmm. You can't do what you did last year. I know that much.
No.
888-72. That means the Adams family's out.
I'll give you another one, too.
What about the defense, guys? I'm not hearing enough about that. Landon Collins is available. They need a linebacker. They need a safety. Like, I understand we all want the sexy guy.
No, I'm cool.
No, we need a running back. Sexy. You want Josh Adams back out there next year?
No, I'm cool with defense.
Just bring back Blount and Ajayi, man. Come on. Everybody wanted that back last year. Just do it this year.
No, I'm out. I'm out on that.
TJ Yeldon is another good one.
Yeah.
25 years old.
Yeah, I mean, He good out of the backfield, good receiver.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Yep. No, honestly, Ben, I'm not even thinking defense right now.
Got Mark Ingram.
I like Mark Ingram. I just, I what's he going to make? He seems like he's going to make some cash. He's not going to get Le'Veon money.
Right, but he might be the second back out there. He's third. He's 29, so who would be the second back? Probably Coleman. Behind Le'Veon?
Oh, I would take Mark Ingram every day. Over
Coleman's younger, though.